For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
If you've ever wanted real energy without choking down something that tastes like regret, Bucked Up is the answer. The flavor is the thing people keep coming back for. Insanely delicious, which is not a phrase usually associated with energy drinks, and they're built on real, science-backed ingredients. Clean energy that actually works without the garbage you don't want. Bucked Up is so confident you'll love their drinks, they're giving away an island vacation just to prove it. That's the kind of brand this is. No purchase necessary. Giveaway ends May 30th. Enter and find your closest Bucked Up at buckedupenergy.com. Grab a Bucked Up and feel like a million bucks.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
This is not a drill. Oh, this is real.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This is the real thing, folks.
I would rather see Rodgers out there than roll out Will Howard and see, can he be the next Bo Nix?
The Rich Eisen Show.
The Steelers are not winning the Super Bowl this year.
Oh. Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, PGA Tour CEO Brian Rolapp, coming up, host and comedian Jay Farrow. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
The show is on the air. Brian Rolapp just left, and he invited all of us to the waste management, and the answer was yes.
Done.
Have you ever been to one?
No.
I've been outside of one.
Okay.
Okay? And the reason
it
was always at the same time as the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah.
In Arizona.
And we stayed in a hotel next door to it.
Oh.
And there were many players from the waste management in our hotel. So I went getting ready to go to media day, and Phil Mickelson's outside with his bag. Like, it was wild. And the people around it was a big ass buzz, huge buzz.
Yeah.
And then people were buzzed. and so.
More so, yeah.
Yeah. So you just got an invite to waste management.
Well, I think the good thing is it's normally Super Bowl weekend, but it sounds like with the new PGA Tour schedule, it's not going to start till after the football season's over. I think we'll be able to go this year.
I can't wait to see what he's cooking up.
It's going to be awesome.
You know?
I think him getting involved and becoming the CEO is probably the best thing that's happened to the game in a while.
So, and plus you got to meet him in person. Now, personally, I've been in negotiations
like
with the man.
Before.
You don't want to do that. That's why I want to, you know, you don't want to, if you're on the LIV tour, and you heard his response, like, hey, we don't have to deal with this right now. They're still on their tour. It'll through at least 2026. I don't know what the money situation is there.
Yeah.
You know, he was like unfrozen caveman CEO right there. Like, it was, a 1,000,000%. Not on my inbox.
It's also like today's price is not yesterday's price.
That's what he basically said.
Yeah. Yeah. The program that Brooks Koepka came back is not going to be the same.
Great chat with him. Our next chat will be radically different. Jay Farrow will be joining us. Longtime SNL man.
What if Jay Farrow does a Brian Rolapp and we just run back the conversation?
The new episodes of The Quiz with Balls. Airing Monday on Fox, 9 Eastern Time.
So they're
currently
using
in
different
season 3. I don't know. We'll talk to Jay when he joins us shortly.
Spherical object.
I said two.
There you go.
I said two PM.
He's joining us shortly. Don't miss it.
We need to go back on a quiz show, fellas.
Let's go to Sam. Oh, by the way, when I was at that Larry David, Jerry Seinfeld, Netflix is a joke evening on Monday night, somebody in the audience, as I was walking, you know, around prior to the event, it started a little late. He says to me, boy, you guys got robbed in Family Feud.
Oh, really?
Robbed, huh?
Wow. And I'm like, I appreciate you saying
we
it.
Got yeah, we got Del Tufo. Yeah.
Look, well, man.
I mean,
we can't just lay it on.
Not our finest work.
Yeah.
Not our finest work.
Well, I played great.
We know you played great.
I was one for one.
Sam in San Antonio, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. That's line one, everyone. Hey. What's up, Sam?
Rich, okay, I got through.
Yeah, but
hey, Sammy,
up, dude,
what up, man?
Hey, man, what's up?
Yeah, man.
Hey, I heard T.J. Jefferson's there, and Brockman, and then maybe even a little Jay Felly.
Hey,
maybe
hey,
back there.
All right.
You sound like Sam's about to drink a White Russian and go bowling on Shabbos right
I
now.
I can't wait.
Sam Lebowski in San Antonio.
Be fun.
Okay, what's going on, Sam?
I did want to ask you, Rich. You know, I'm down here in San Antonio, and I can't even watch my Spurs tonight because of all these streaming services. Your thoughts on what's going on with all this kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, Sam,
I'm
listen, obviously
you're sitting next to Transistor Radio on Monday night.
Sam, I hear you, man, and I understand, you know, times are also very tough for people, so to go and get a streaming service is an ask. And but we're very biased because we're on the air over the last few years because of streaming services. Yeah. You go from Peacock to the Roku channel, which is on a, you know, a service that is basically an aggregator of streamers of the first variety. And now we're on Disney Plus and the ESPN app. You know, Brian Rolapp just left. You know, the issue that unlocked a lot of conversations between me and the NFL to get this show up and running was the NFL had an app called NFL Now. You remember that?
Yep.
And
I do.
And that's how this show was born. So with DirecTV. So I don't have an answer for you, other than to say, you know, stay tuned to the show. We'll tell you what's going down if you need to know. But I'm sorry to hear that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's I was just wondering, do you think that that's just kind of going to be the new norm where we have to have all these different
services? So.
Like,
yeah, I don't. Although the NFL, you know, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about how, you know, I'll be honest, and thanks for the call, Rupert Murdoch is making the NFL's life difficult by going to the president and saying, you know, we're getting held up by the NFL, yada, yada, yada. There's some investigations going into the NFL's, you know, antitrust exemption. You know, it's crazy what's going on in our world right now. But the reason why I bring all of this up is 87% of the NFL games are on broadcast television. And I think it will always be a majority like that. But in terms of, you know, the streaming services, in terms of what a fan, if you do get it, I do like the Amazon studio show.
Me too.
You know, there's more variety of the studio shows as well. I like Jamal Crawford calling games, right? I dig that. And then there's still some familiar voices. I mean, Iron Eagle was at the mic last night with Stan Van Gundy on Amazon. So, but I understand, you know, times are tough and people aren't going to spend the money to watch sports.
Yep.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. I have a top
yeah,
five.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Very good. I appreciate it. I have a top five.
Sam.
Five?
Yes,
five?
I do. Yep, yep, yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Top five most impactful off-season additions in the National Football
Ooh,
League.
Okay.
You know, by you traded for them, you drafted them, you picked them up by free agency. Top five most impactful off-season additions to date presented by Hyundai. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right, my top five most impactful offseason additions in the NFL to this very point, presented by Hyundai. Number five on the list. I still cannot believe he's a San Francisco 49er.
Yeah.
Mike Evans is number five if he stays healthy, which is always a big if. I don't think anybody's kind of realizing the impact he's going to have on San Francisco. And also the fact that he's not on Tampa, that also affects potentially two teams here.
Yep.
So that's impactful if you're affecting two teams that have division hopes and Super Bowl hopes. Mike Evans leaving Tampa, how do they fill that void? And last year, even with the injuries again, he almost had a 1,000-yard season anyway. Again, future Hall of Famer Mike Evans is a San Francisco 49er, man. So that's number five on the list. Number four on the list. This team has not had a 1,000-yard rusher since Kareem Hunt was a rookie. Patrick Mahomes is going to have Kenneth Walker III. I don't know how they're planning on using him. Will they feed him? Are they going to feed him and basically say, how about 20 carries from one running back for the Kansas City Chiefs? How about that?
It feels like that.
How about we try that on for size? How about we give Mahomes a little bit more of a play-action game?
Right. Especially if Mahomes is coming back from a pretty serious knee injury.
You know what I'm saying?
And take the load off.
What will this look like?
I like it.
I think it will be impactful.
I think so.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait to see what the Super Bowl. Isn't that amazing that a former Super Bowl MVP many times over is going to be handing the ball to the current Super Bowl MVP? Reigning?
Anything.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that. I think that will be impactful. Great. Number three on this list, what will Jalen Waddle look like in Denver?
That's what I'm saying.
We're going to get more vertical here? We're going to get more, you know, air attack?
This Broncos team is nice, man. Good running game. Solid receiver.
What is this kid going to look like in Denver with Bo Nix throwing him the ball and Cortland Sutton requiring attention? The run game being stronger? I think Jalen Waddle being acquired by the Denver Broncos are sitting there going, you know what? We almost made the Super Bowl. If our quarterback was healthy, we would have made the Super Bowl, we believe. Okay.
You believe.
And I'm just saying the Denver Broncos, I'm putting myself in their shoes.
You have to believe.
And the 30th overall pick in the draft, we can get a nice receiver, but how does Jalen Waddle sound? And we can handle it cap-wise, because guess who's finally off the books? You know what I mean?
Danger.
Guess who's not costing us that much money on the books yet? Let's do it now. Let's do it now while we got the muscle.
Do it now.
Okay.
This is a good
Frank
squad,
Pantangeli
guys.
For you.
It's good.
Jalen Waddle is three. Number two on this list. Everybody's focused on the quarterback they took because he is not going to be impactful. He is not going to impact their ability to win the Super Bowl this year. He is not going to help the quarterback room in any other way. As a matter of fact, his presence there is going to cause the MVP quarterback to start saying, wait a minute, is their clock ticking? Am I not going to be able to finish my career the way I want?
Am I reading this right?
Well, Matthew Stafford did get some help. Trent McDuffie's number two on this list. Trent McDuffie being added to the Los Angeles Rams secondary. What if this guy gives Jared Verse even a hair? Even a hair's worth of help in getting to the quarterback quicker. What if he does that for the rest of the defense? What if he intercepts the ball and gives Matthew Stafford shorter fields? What if he does all of that? And in the same way that the Broncos were like, well, we made the championship game, and if this happened or that happened, we would have made the Super Bowl. The Rams are like, well, who are we going to choose 29th overall? We're going to get a cornerback that we need there? We're probably not even going to get him at 13. So let's just go get Trent McDuffie. Let's figure out how to figure out this problem with the best of the best. Trent McDuffie's two.
Okay.
Number one, the most impactful offseason addition is the Las Vegas Raiders reacquiring Max Crosby.
For real?
After a one-day layover in Baltimore. Oh, yeah, it's for real.
I mean, listen.
Because I'm not saying how this impacts the Raiders right now. I'm saying this is so impactful that we might not have seen the end of it just yet. This is now asleep. This story is asleep right now. We're all assuming this thing's over. He's going to be a Raider. Maybe that's not the case. If he is a Raider, how does it impact the Raiders this year and forevermore? Okay? And the fact that he was off the books for even a split day gave him the idea, you know what? Let's go get Tyler Linderbaum for all that money. And then he comes back. And thankfully, they had the cap space to have him back. And that Tyler Linderbaum acquisition might have been what caused the Ravens to go, wait a minute. Do we really want to do this? Because we just lost our center. So it might still be so damn impactful that we haven't seen the end of it yet, or impactful even next year when the new league year opens up and the Ravens are calling around and people are like, yeah, new phone, who dis? Because your finger is always going to be on the chess piece until things happen. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how this is going to be impactful even next March. And it's also is the story of the new league year and the offseason to date. Name me a bigger story than what happened with Max Crosby. So that's number one. It was impactful in the headlines and clicks and everything else and conversation.
You think we need one more?
Why not?
All right, we'll get one more.
All right. As you noticed, I haven't chosen a draft choice yet.
I haven't chosen a draft pick yet.
Well, because we just don't know how impactful that person's going to be. Yeah. Until you start thinking about how the guy played in college in the Big Ten. And how the guy played in college at the Big Ten and how he's going to fit into the system that really could use him as well, right? And you're sitting there and you're thinking, you know what? I'm not going to go top 10 picks because that's easy. Those are pretty mostly impactful. I'm going to go right in the middle of the draft. I'm going to go a little bit higher than the middle of the draft. Right there after the top 10. And I'm going to say the most impactful offseason addition, one more, from the draft and a Big Ten, is Venga Yuana. I'm not going to quit this kid.
You love him.
I'm not going to quit him.
He's officially adopted, Chris.
I'm not going to quit him. I'm telling y'all.
I believe you.
Just running the okey-doke. I want you to think I was thinking Caleb Downs for a split second.
Well, I knew that was too good to be.
Now, Venga Yuana.
I'm wondering what your angle is here.
What do you mean, what's my angle? I'm zigging when everyone else is zagging.
I don't think we've gone a single day since the draft
right.
that you That's haven't right. brought this dude up.
Wait till I'm right.
Okay.
Wait till I'm right.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. That's going to happen. And I like talking about right guards. And I cannot lie.
You do?
I like right guards, and I cannot lie.
Excellent.
I'm the Sir Mix-a-Lot of NFL conversation.
Oh, my goodness. Your posse's on Broadway?
He does not have an itty-bitty waist.
He does not.
He does not.
Yeah. I'm sure he's got the original Sir Mix-a-Lot line. Listen.
Put him on the glass.
My top five is brought to you by the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Learn how it makes every day epic at HyundaiUSA.com. I can't tell you how I'll keep talking about him.
No, I can guess.
Okay.
Rich, I mean, look, he was the 14th pick in the draft. I think it's safe to say that he's going to be something
special. Yeah, and he will be
Penn State guy, I mean.
Outstanding.
The most important part.
Outstanding. And the coach is going to run the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got someone who can run it behind him.
That part.
And he's got a quarterback when healthy is going to run it too. And this guy's going to lead the way. They're going to run it right a lot. Watch.
6'4", 330.
PayPal is proud to be the official peer-to-peer payments sponsor of the NFL. When fans come together on game day, PayPal helps make it easier to split ticket costs, cover tailgate supplies, parking, or even food. It's a simple way to settle up so fans can stay focused on the moments that matter. The NFL brings people together to watch right guards dominate. Wait a minute. What added that? PayPal. And PayPal helps make paying each other feel easy from kickoff to the final whistle. Download the PayPal app to get started. Account with PayPal is required. Just to see who's out there.
That was a tough read. PayPal.
Hey, listen. Just breathe. Take it one syllable at a time. And try not to pop those peas.
Pop those peas.
Ladies and gentlemen. The Quiz with Balls!
Hey.
Jay Farrell is joining us next.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. the professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rich Eisen here. Take a second and look at your city's calendar. Everywhere I go, there's always something coming up. Games, concerts, conventions, tournaments, the kind of events that bring people in from all over. And when that happens, you can feel it. More energy, more fans, and a whole lot more people looking for a place to stay. So here's something to think about. If your city has that kind of buzz, if big events are on the way, listing your space on Airbnb could be a great opportunity. If you're already planning to be out of town or you've got a trip coming up, why not make your place work for you while you're gone? You've got the space and you're not using it. It could be earning you some extra cash. I know when I travel for these big events, I'm not just looking for a place to crash. I want something comfortable and safe, a place that allows me to experience the city like a local. And that's exactly what you can do by offering to list your space. No big lifestyle change, no long-term commitment, just making smart use of the space you already have. So the next time your city draws a crowd, think about listing your space on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
But cartoon-wise, that would have been... That would have been funny, but he ain't that big.
Jay Farrow, Quiz with Balls, airs Mondays 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Our radio audiences return coast to coast live on our Disney Plus and ESPN feed.
They're like, and they heard well. Quiz with Balls. They're like, yo, is this still Disney? What is going on?
Well, it's the balls are round items that
and PG-13 and not
in that sense.
It's not like it's not the quiz where balls are hanging or anything like that.
See? Well, we're hanging with you.
Yeah, hanging with me. No, you see? I like how you did that, Rich. I like that. Yeah, you're very quick. My publicist is staring holes in my head right now.
I know that. Me too. I feel like I'm being judged.
Hey man, I'm not judging you, Rich man. This is Disney.
This
brother.
Is your third time being here, and I love it. And we'll get to some of that fun in a second. But you sat down. We're talking about last night's Lakers-Oklahoma City Thunder game. So you're a Laker fan, correct?
I'm a Laker fan, man. You know what? I just think it is – I mean, of course, it's historic and monumental, something that's never been done with a son and a father playing together in the playoffs. That's never happened. So that's why I'm rooting for LeBron. And also – but I'm rooting for – I mean, I want the Knicks to make it past to at least get to the finals, you know, because I think they're a good team too. But what LeBron has done, he's been playing ever since I was in high school, and to see him play with Bronny, man, it's monumental. You're throwing alley-oops to your son. You're throwing alley-oops to your sperm that grew up. You know what I mean? That's crazy, bro. And look at it. He looks like he's getting better. The dog is coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, I don't know. Maybe LeBron is giving him some Space Jam juice or something. You know, maybe, I don't know, maybe Bronny got the basketball. He touched it. You know what I mean? Or Michael's Secret stuff. What did Michael's Secret stuff? And then he's drinking that secret stuff, man.
He's
got to be. LeBron definitely is, man. He's, what, 41? He's still playing like he's 30, 29. He get pumped up with vitamins. That's what happens with him. He got the Ninja Turtle ooze. He got a whole bunch of that, and he takes it, man. I love LeBron, and shout out to him as a person as well, because every time I see this dude, no matter where he's at, he always comes up and he says, "What's up? What's up, Jay?"
You know, is that
like,
right?
Yeah, I'm not even lying. I think the last time I saw him was it was years ago. It was at the Mayweather Conor McGregor fight.
Okay.
And I'm there with my father and I'm there with my cousin. And my cousin, you know, my cousin, you know, he remembered me from being the fat little chunky kid who wasn't on television, you know. My dad, of course, hey, this is my son, he'll tell everybody. But
right.
LeBron sees us and he walks straight through. Everybody's like, "Yo, what's up, Jay?" And my cousin was like, "That was LeBron." I was like, "Yeah, I'm Jay Farrell." You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. It's like, your cousin has done stuff, bro. But he's just such a good dude, man. So hopefully tomorrow they'll win. Mm-hmm. Because, man, I don't know if it's like it ain't like wrestling. People saying things, in the NBA like wrestling, they already got it played out. I don't think that's true. Yeah, I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, you know, I'm from New York City, so I'm hoping the Knicks go and win the whole damn thing.
You hoping they win the whole thing?
I do, because, you know, Knicks fans, I don't know how they'd be able to handle it if they don't. Because every single win, it looks like they're going to throw a ticker tape parade and climb a light pole.
Every win, they're synonymous to Eagles fans. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. You guys, it's a playoff game. It ain't the finals. Y'all over there having Mardi Gras, getting drunk, grabbing people. I'm like, yo, what is this? You people, yo, son. I hope they go to the finals. And I hope it's Lakers and Knicks. That's what I want. Yeah, you know what I mean?
By the way, so does the NBA.
Yeah. Because it's wrestling, right? There
we go. You know what? No, I know I just cycled back on what I just said, and I'm contradicting myself. I understand that. Quiz with Balls, airing Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Can't say that enough.
Hey, man.
How are you enjoying it?
I love it. And I love the fact it's my grandmother's favorite show. She sees me. Get the close up. She sees me. She's like,
baby, I love the show with the balls.
I was like, that's kind of weird. Me hearing you say balls, but I'm glad you like it. But don't say that in church, because they might think something, you know.
Babe, I tell everybody that's my grand with the balls. Yeah, he be ballsing them up.
I was like, she just goes off. I want my family to come on.
Really?
Next season. And if you want to come on, Rich, the way that we're set it up now, we have expanded. So it's not just family members anymore. You can actually do friends.
How about us?
All of the crew can come. So it could be like Rich Eisen versus the Rich Eisen squad versus, I don't know, versus the first take squad or something.
We could do that. We'll take on Stephen A. anytime. Certainly if he's going to bring Skip now, who is back on the program.
I saw he was back on the program, and I saw he had LeBron anti-LeBron rhetoric.
Oh, they ran the greatest hits today. LeBron slander being ninth on the top, his all-time
ninth on
the top 10 all-time NBA players.
He said LeBron LeBrick. His lips always get, you know, every time you see Skip,
I saw that.
LeBrick. He does that. He does that. I don't know why. It's like he needs some Botox to get that Botox up in there.
I think it might be too late for that.
You said too late? No. Nah, come on, man. Skip Bayless is 450. He can get some Botox. I'm joking. You know, hey Skip, man. You know I'm joking, man. I don't mean that. I know you ain't 480. I know you're 365. You know,
They played some of the greatest hits too. The Tim Tebow was brought up, and then they also did a good job of like bringing back some of his really bad takes from years ago.
What happened?
Own them still.
What happened to Tim Tebow? Where's
Oh, he's on now? He does TV.
He does TV.
Yeah, and he's still very philanthropic individual. Yeah.
Philanthropic.
Yes, he is all that.
That's cool.
Tebow's doing all that stuff.
I would expect it by now. He would have started a church or something. You know what I'm saying?
I think he still does. I think he's doing all of that.
Hey, man, God bless him, man. God bless him, man. Him and Colin Kaepernick, they can team up. They don't be playing. They just talking.
Maybe have them on the quiz with balls.
And put Grant Hill up there too with them. And,
sure, I think that would be just 100%. Now we did Family Feud.
Oh yeah,
our show versus the Dan Patrick show.
We got
wiped out.
Dan Patrick killed.
And we were talking just the other day that we need a redemption story.
Yeah.
So
maybe both of y'all could. Yeah. I would love. Yo. All right, Fox. Sep Dan. Can I do that?
Sure.
All right. I know this is Disney.
That's fine.
But, hey, Fox. Set it up, man. Yeah. The Dan Patrick crew versus the Rich Eisen crew in the Quiz with Balls season 4. Let's go. Well, somebody's gonna go in the water.
Right. And we'll see who has got more quiz or more balls.
Yeah, I'm with the age. I'm sure there's a lot of just hanging. Little, you know, it just that just what happens naturally. You know what I mean? As you get older, it just stuff happens, man. They dip. It's like a roller coaster. They get on the roller coaster. They swoop. Gravity they swoop, man. I'm over 35. I know what this is. Okay, all right. It's happening to me too. You're not alone.
You seem like you have something to say over there.
No.
Okay. He wants to tell us about
the quiz.
The quiz in his pants. That's what he wants to tell us about.
He's a gentleman.
Water? There's some water?
Hey, no. Okay.
Oh, do I need some water? That's what you at?
No.
Okay.
We have some usual fun that we do with you.
Yeah.
You're kind enough here to be prompted with some of your outstanding voices and things like that,
if you don't mind. Yeah, absolutely.
And we've got some names for you and some setups that you have no idea that's coming. I know you're great at this, Jay Farrow, if you don't mind.
Rich, I don't know, Rich. Daddy. I don't know. Maybe. Okay.
First up, Kevin Hart, are you nervous about this weekend's roast?
Listen, first of all, there's nothing that you can say to me that I haven't said to myself in the mirror. Swear to God. Listen, somebody told me my blood type was Munchkin. I said, okay, fair, cool. Tell you why? Because I'm a little dude. I've been little. Know where I'm going to live now? I can live in somebody's testicles. Swear to God, I can. Bam. Can I say that? Damn, you might have to bleep that out. Swear, I can live in a ball. Matter of fact, I can live in a hamster ball. There we go. That's a little more PG-13. Scratch the other one. Put this one on. Let's run it back. Let's do it again. Swear to God, that's what it is. Not worried about anything somebody got to say, because bow, 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 gunshot sounds.
All right. Next one. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, what do you have planned for the Kevin Hart?
Yeah, this week? Yeah. Well, you know, Kevin is, Kevin has a job coming up as the cross on my neck, you know. Kevin Hart is little. I don't know. Listen, jabroni. When The Rock is trying to pick out a hamster, he's trying to figure out which one he should pick. This one, that one, or he can just go with the old one, Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is the oldest hamster in the world. Hamsters normally live 2 years. Somehow Kevin has accentuated his life past the lifespan, and he's 42. So he's an immortal gerbil. There we go.
Immortal gerbil.
Lord, by the way, that would be a great fantasy. That's a good fantasy. Write that down for our fantasy team. The immortal gerbil. I don't know if you're aware, Stephen A. Smith, but it's National Coconut Cream Pie Day. Do you have any particular take on coconut cream pie on this national day, Stephen A. Smith?
Now, first of all, let's just break it down. Let's break it down. Coconut cream pie is not as good as lemon meringue. Lemon meringue pie is the best. Oh, yeah. And listen, if you ask The Rock, he'll tell you another pie, and you got to watch the show for that. But, you know, I'm not going to get you all in trouble, you know, because this is Disney, of course. You know what I'm trying to go. But, you know, we don't have to say it. But everybody knows the best pie is Stephen A. Smith's apple pie. Why? Because I know how to bake. I bake a lot of things. And I'm telling you right now, if we talking about bake-offs, I'm the best baker ever created. And I'm going to tell you why. You want to know why? Ask me why. Ask me why, Rich. Because I got a black grandmother. That's why. And when you're dealing with a black woman does not just put a soul into the food. She puts a whole foot in it like OnlyFans. I don't know where that came from.
That's fantastic.
As someone who does have a black grandma, I can attest,
to that.
You can concur.
Right. Hey, all the way down to the OnlyFans reference?
Not that part.
Okay. Hey, man, there be gifts up there, too. Y'all playing. You just got to get the genre. I don't go up there, so I don't know, but I've been told they send me the progress reports.
This is why we do this, Jay Farrow. Two more for you.
I really don't, but I'm gonna clarify. I really don't go up there. I'll be honest. Let y'all know. I that's not my thing. But go ahead, Rich. All right.
Two more for you. The conversation in the NBA is all about flopping, and I wonder what Jason Statham thinks about flopping.
You know, a lot of flopping has happened. There's a lot of people flopping in the NBA. But the worst flop I've ever seen came from Shaq. Years ago, he fell on the floor and he did this. I said, you know, that's a guy right there who's an actor. Because there's no way your big 7-foot self could actually flop like that and actually be hurt. Nothing can hurt you. You are King Kong. There we go.
I would think Shaq's biggest flop was Kazam.
Oh, wow. You see, hey, man, look. Dude.
He wants to be roasted, so I just gave him a little roast right there.
Yeah, Shaq loves to be roasted. He don't care. I don't care about anything that's happening. I'm going to tell you why. Because I got a whole bunch of businesses. I got businesses that you don't even know about. The one that I don't like that much, Papa John's. Should have never done it. But I'm going to tell you this. I got all these businesses, and I'll always be employed. Ask me why, Rich. Ask me why.
Why, Shaq?
Because I've never been on Epstein Island. That's why.
Bow! Bow, bow! Oh, take that, kid blood users! All right, there we go. Yeah, man. I'm not canceled. You can't cancel. What you going to do? You going to cancel me at a comedy club? Come on, man. You know what's crazy to me, Rich?
What, Jake?
When people say to me, Jay Farrell has sold his soul. I say, people say several times, I look at the comments, Jay Farrell sold his soul to get where he's at. I said, do you think if I sold my soul, I would be performing at comedy clubs? Come on, son. I got a nice backside. I would be at stadiums right now, son. I'd be Joe Coy and Fluffy. That's what I would be.
Is this appropriate time for me to say you can get tickets to see you at jfarrellworld.com?
It is. That's a great transition. Yep, that's a great transition right there.
Show dates all throughout the rest of this month in May. I've got one last one for you.
Yeah.
And you decide whatever you want to do.
Okay.
We kind of did this with you the last time when Joe Burrow and Justin Jefferson walked the runway in Paris. Remember, Joe didn't have a back.
We
have some Met Gala photos. If you want to just comment on it, however you wish.
Yeah, let's see.
First up, we have Russell Wilson and Ciara at the Met Gala. Just you go for it with any way you want. It's you, Jake.
Well, I know that look before. I've seen this look many times, Rich. I'm going to tell you where I've seen this look at. Both of them look like they came straight out of Coming to America. Yes, she's your queen to be. Perfect desire. Yes, yes, yes. Look at that. Clap, Ciara. Yeah, that's right. She looks amazing. And look at Russell Wilson. You know what's crazy about Russell Wilson? I'll tell you something crazy about Russell Wilson. You know what's crazy about Russell Wilson? Russell Wilson still looks 23 years old. He's got his hairline all together, and that is what they call historic. He got a historical hairline, yes. He ain't got no Just For Me, none of that in there. He don't use the powders and the fibers. You know you use the powders and the fibers, you need to be seasoning up your hair. He ain't got to season his head. It's all natural. That's right. It's all natural. That's right. Yes, yes, yes.
Steph Curry, pop-up Steph Curry and his lovely wife. Yeah.
I ain't gonna say too much about no damn Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you why I ain't gonna say too much about Steph Curry. Because Steph Curry, you know what I'm saying? I was hoping that the Steph Curry and all of the Warriors, I was hoping that they was gonna war their way into the finals, but they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. You know why? Steph Curry has the face of a 26-year-old, and that's right. When it comes to Draymond Green, he got the lip of a 74-year-old, and he got the beard of a 98-year-old man. I know you be putting that dye up in there. I be seeing that there. There's a whole bunch of salt and pepper in there. Every time I see your beard, I be like seasoning. There's been a whole bunch of seasoning up in there. But she look good. If she was single, which she would never be, because he ain't gonna let that happen. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, if she talks like that about you, maybe she for the streets.
Jay Farrell, everybody.
But listen, man, these are all jokes, man. I ain't, you know, like I said, everybody looked amazing. Everybody looked amazing. Shout out to Dolce. I don't know why I said that. She ain't had no shoes on. I'm just telling you this. You ain't wearing no shoes on. Let me tell you this. For the men that like feet, we don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't like that. You got to have some shoes on, God dang it. Because, you know, if we put it in there and then we get that new... We get that new rat virus, we're going to be mad.
Yeah. You want that.
What's that called? The
hantavirus.
The hantavirus.
You don't need that.
That sound real sexy, don't it? Hanta? Oh, yeah, baby, yeah. Give me that hanta. You know what I mean? But
quiz with balls.
Quiz with balls with Jay Farrell. Yes. And I got a music project that's dropping, man.
What do we got?
I got a music project called The Odyssey, man. The next single comes out. The first single dropped last month. It's called You Got Me. The next single that's coming out next week is called Demand. It drops on the 15th. And the whole project drops June 12th, man. You know what I'm saying? I got the music and everything, man. Check me out, brother.
Check you out.
Yeah.
jfarrellworld.com for dates and tickets. And, of course, season 3, right in the middle of it right now, Quiz with Balls, airing Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox, and the one released this week, Football Underdogs Redemption. I'm telling you, the redemption story around here, we'll show up.
Hey, Rich.
Yes, sir.
I want to hear you say Quiz with Balls one more time. One more time, Rich.
Quiz with Balls.
Quiz with Balls, Papa. Ha, 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 ha. I'm getting somebody pregnant.
9 p.m. Eastern on Fox, everybody. Jay Farrow, follow him on Instagram as well, at Jay Farrow. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Anytime, anytime. So much fun. Back to wrap up this Friday program in a moment.
Most protein drinks ask you to choose between results and taste. Bucked Up decided that's a ridiculous trade-off. Bucked Up makes lightly carbonated protein drinks, 25 grams of protein per can, clear protein, not milky or thick, and they taste so good that 25 grams of protein almost feels like a bonus. Bucked Up is so confident you'll love their drinks, they're giving away an island vacation just to prove it. That's the kind of brand this is. No purchase necessary. Giveaway ends May 30th. Enter and find your closest Bucked Up at buckedupenergy.com. Grab a Bucked Up and feel like a million bucks.
Rich Eisen here. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL, which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, are covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to your friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app and share all the moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids, gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details. Funny show.
Funny show.
Funny show. The latest episode of Women's Sports Now is out there for all of you to take in on all the Disney platforms. The ESPN app, Disney Plus, Hulu. There's going to be some re-airs on ESPN2 and ESPN News throughout the weekend. Keep an eye on that. The interview that Susie and Colleen and Renee Montgomery conducted, well, Susie and Renee Montgomery spoke with Stephanie White, the head coach of the Indiana Fever. And this is a, which soundbite have we chosen for this conversation, gents? Okay, yep. Yeah. Oh, Caitlin Clark, you know she plays for the Indiana Fever.
She does. Oh.
And the conversation that she's playing off the ball. So what are we just making sure she's better rested, not taking much of the rigor of bringing the ball up? And
cheap shots from opponents,
yeah, cheap shots and things of that nature. Susie and Renee asked Stephanie White about that.
I just think that the way that Caitlin gets played, it's unique. I mean, it's 94 feet, it's all the time, and for us to be able to free her up a little bit, we play her off the ball. I mean, you see it in the NBA all the time. Now, does that mean that she's not going to have the ball in her hands? No. Does that mean she's going to play off the ball every single possession? No. But when we have opportunities to be strategic about ways to ease the load on her body and quite frankly on her mind and get her some easier opportunities on second, third side of the floor, we got to do that.
It's been known that every one of your games is nationally televised. And I'm curious from your point of view, does that add more pressure to the players that every night you're going to be critiqued at the highest level? Or is it like a motivator that every night you have a huge audience?
I think it's not pressure. I mean, certainly, you know, it's a privilege to be able to be showcased every single night. I mean, obviously people want to watch our team. People want to continue to watch Caitlin. I think the thing that I love about it and Renee, you know this, I mean, we've been around a long time in this game and to see where this game came from where we couldn't get nationally televised games to now every single game being on national television. It's an exciting time for us in the Indiana Fever. It's an exciting time for the WNBA. It's one that we've waited so long for this opportunity. So I look at it yep. as an opportunity to continue to showcase the Indiana Fever and our team and the great players on our team every single night.
That's right. And the entire interview, check it out on Women's Sports Now. There's also the YouTube channel, WSN on ESPN. 6 p.m. Eastern Thursdays every single week. Check it out. Sherry DeVoe, the trainer for Golden Temple, also came on and gave an interesting answer as to why Golden Temple is not running in the Preakness Check that out. And of course, you know, the doubleheader, the tip-off of the WNBA season, Dallas at Indiana, Phoenix at Las Vegas. You can check it out on all the family of networks that you can count, watch the Women's Sports Now program on Saturday. Now, you could basically say this, of the last three women's college basketball seasons, right, would you say the most dynamic, if not popular players, AZ Fudd, Paige Beckers, Caitlin Clark?
Correct.
They're all in that first game. AZ Fudd's premiere, Paige Beckers' second season, and Caitlin Clark coming off of that injury-marred second campaign. Tune in to begin the WNBA season. And again, check out Women's Sports Now. Fun stuff. Also, Susie mentioned me, name-checked me, and about... You're laughing already, Jay.
It was funny.
I saw an Instagram post. Yeah. I couldn't listen to it because it was on there. But then I just saw a comment
Stephanie
from
White,
you. Like,
Stephanie White's partner is, well, Raven Johnson mentioned how Stephanie White's partner is all that, right?
Right.
Lisa Salters, yeah. Who we've known very well. And Susie says, yeah, I get a lot of people saying, you know, Rich Eisen, like, how does he get a girl like you? And because maybe it was all this hair.
I mean.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all for content.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, we have breaking news. What do we got?
Hit it, Jay.
Oh, my goodness.
Here
what happened?
Here comes.
And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
What happened?
Rich, we got breaking NFL news.
What do we have?
Ian Rappaport reporting the Jets and running back Breece Hall have a long-term deal.
All
it's
right.
A three-year, $45.75 million extension.
Awesome.
A $15 million per year done by Clutch Sports.
Listen,
Nicole,
you know, obviously I would have hoped that the entirety of that draft would be growing old together, winning championships together, that it would be Sauce Gardner and, you know, Jermaine Johnson and Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall all grown all together, along with Quinnen Williams, who was drafted before then, but not meant to be. And if you're going to be holding on to players, Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall are not too shabby. So I'm glad to hear about that. Just goes to show you.
I'm sure Breece Hall is the most happy.
Well, for sure. It just goes to show you, if you're signing, you know, transition or franchise tags, that doesn't mean that the conversation is over, unless you're the Dallas Cowboys and George Pickens.
Kyle Pitts also had signed his franchise.
There you go. Yeah. So maybe we're keeping an eye on all of that. Funny show. Fun show, everybody.
Fun week.
Great week. Yeah.
Hey.
Really fun week.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Ozzie Albies and the Fish was delightful.
I rewatched all that yesterday.
Delightful.
So funny.
Absolutely delightful.
I love on our Instagram post, his wife had the first comment.
His wife.
Really mad.
Yes, saying
he was
that
still mad,
mad about not getting the first fish. The discus fish.
He gave it to him. It's an Olympic sport. And, you know.
I was thinking javelin.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Sure, of course.
To finish up this show on Disney Plus and the ESPN app. Craig Kilborn is our guest on Monday's
Lord
program.
Lord
Kilby will be in to talk what he's hoping is a 3-1 Timberwolves lead over the Spurs. We shall see. But that's on Monday's show. We're back to wrap up this Friday on Disney Plus in a second.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.